It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Rumor has it she is still over here, but soon to depart these shores. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, good morning. You're perfectly right. Next time from Switzerland again. And today, talking about France, as the situation in France is definitely one that can be called very serious. I'm talking about the yellow vest crisis that began very mildly and seemed to have major effects on the politic of President French President Macron, Emmanuel Macron. So I think it's important to say that at the beginning it was supposed to be a little protest against the fact that the government of President Macron was increasing the taxes on fuel and also on electricity as of next year. It was it began apparently as a letter from a woman on Facebook saying that people should sign her letter to show that it's not all right to just increase taxes on fuel for because people in France are not so mobile as in other countries otherwise. That means that for people in big cities that are somewhat better organized, it's maybe a little bit easier to take the to use less cars and more public transportation. But for all the people living in the country or in small cities, France has a very, very special situation in that way. The suburb, the countryside of France is definitely not so well organized when it comes to public transportation, because so many people left also those areas to actually go and live into cities. For example, there are not so many groceries shops. There are not many hospitals also closed. Doctors joined more, left more suburban areas to go closer to cities or in the cities. It is in those areas almost unthinkable to have no car, because that would mean a lack of mobility that would have a huge impact on the life of people. So it began with this kind of thoughts and this kind of issues with the raise of the tax. In order to do this protest, they decided to wear this yellow vest that are actually mandatory in every car. This is when one wears where on streets when the car has a problem, one has to stop. It is dangerous. You wear that vest in order to be seen. So it is a perfect symbol to actually protest against this this tax raise. This protest that began more or less peaceful turned out to be extremely violent. cars have been burned, especially in big cities like Paris, Marseille. Cars have been burned. Monuments have been vandalized. Police officers have been attacked, and they responded back. It turned out to be extremely violent. Scenes of chaos in cities like Paris that were unexpected and from many points of view not acceptable, even though the reason behind it is gets a lot of support among French people. The level of violence definitely gets less acceptance. Until the beginning of the week, until yesterday, the government and specifically Prime Minister Edouard Philippe wanted to have a meeting with the spokesperson of the group to have a negotiation to see how to solve the problem. But those meetings that were supposed to happen today will not happen because inside the group itself, there have been death threats to the people who actually wanted to go and talk. As the group became much more radical, and thus basically some do not even want to talk. It's that kind of anger. It's the kind of anger that lead people to not even want to talk. They want to hear that the tax is not taking place. The rise is not taking place anymore. They wanted a better distribution of wealth. They want major changes. The students also join the movement for entirely different reasons. They are unhappy with some school reforms that are taking place right now, and some lycée, high schools in big cities have been also blocked, and there have been scenes also of fire, and violence in those places. Now, the big news, of course, is that today Prime Minister Edouard Philippe announced that all these measures, the rise for the tax rise for fuel, the tax rise for electricity, the better control, technical control of cars, those three measures would be suspended for a period of time of 6 months, giving the necessary time for the different parties to sit down together and discuss the matter and hopefully find solutions together. He also asked for protests to stop, at least in that form of violent protest, and to be done in a more peaceful way. According to the last information that I gathered, that might not happen because the Yellow Vest are not happy about what the government suggested. They think that it's basically not serious enough, that they didn't want all of this to be frozen for 6 months. They wanted all of this to go away, to be canceled. They wanted to hear that there will be a raise in the minimal wages, in the pensions, they wanted to hear that their movement basically managed to literally stop all of it. Now, there are two sides to this story, of course. And while it is absolutely true that the middle class in France is not really a middle class anymore, in the sense that people, the majority of people, is really struggling. The salaries are really very low. Prices continue to increase, salaries don't, and that makes for families that don't earn a lot of money, that makes the life of those families very, very difficult and a real struggle. The intention of the government was to use that money to fund, to put the money in renewable energy. As we are all aware of course, there are some goals to reach in the environmental field. These goals are becoming urgent because even countries like France have had major problem with environment, with rain, with heat, with everything that we are all facing facing on the planet. Now the question remains: is that the best way to proceed, considering that taking money from people, taking more money from people, doesn't necessarily solve the problem of the environment, because those same people are going to keep the same cars, these cars that sometimes are also a lot of times actually in France are diesel cars, will continue to pollute the air. So what is the sense in taking the money on one hand but not solving the problem on the other hand? To finish up, I would like to take the example of Germany, who is also facing these kind of problems of having to meet the environmental goals. But they are definitely approaching the situation in a very different way. They are trying to give incentive to people to change their cars by financing, for example, the exchange, making sure that they can get other cars for very reasonable amount of money. Of course, all of this is still at a level of talk, but they are trying to take on one hand and give on the other hand. And this is the only way to do it. This unilateral way of the French government to just take money but have absolutely no counter solution for people who are struggling provoked this kind of reaction, which is obviously not acceptable because of the level of violence, but that also shows that there must be a dialogue, and that dialogue should not take place when things are already, like now, so heated and the demands become higher and higher. The dialogue should take place before, at the moment when the government takes a decision. It has to give, to be a give and take. This is the only way to avoid the very dangerous situation the French government is facing right now.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostrofer. Over there.
My pleasure.